And despite a U.S.-China trade war, Brexit, and many analysts forecasting a global recession in the next year or two, this week the TSX and the S&P 500 hit new all-time highs. So here with us now to talk about what is moving the North American stock markets higher is Mark Ting, our guide to personal finance and a partner with Foundation Wealth. Hello there, Mark.
Hello.
It has been quite a ride because it wasn't very long ago we were talking about recession potential, all of that. So the last time we spoke about actually the stock market, that was August. Volatile markets, investors' confidence appeared to be shaken. What's happened since then?
Well, yes, in August we had probably the biggest news at that point was that inverted yield curve, which we explained about, and because that's often a precursor to a recession. We also had all the saber rattling between China and the U.S. and the real possibility of a no-deal Brexit. So things weren't looking pretty good. They were not looking good at all for these world economies, and the confidence was low, and that caused a lot of people to sell on fear. So since then, a lot of that fear has dissipated thanks to quite a bit of progress made on the U.S.-China trade front, deadline extension to work on that Brexit deal, and probably most importantly, it's the world central banks. Rather than raising rates, they began dropping them. So all these developments are very supportive to the stock market prices. So we've seen investors' attitudes towards the market shift from one of fear to greed, and that has just pushed stock prices higher.
Uh-huh. So as someone who manages money for a living, you've got to be pretty happy when the stock markets hit new highs. Do you think this upward trend is going to continue?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I love it when markets go up, and who doesn't like to see the value of their portfolios trend upwards? But to be honest, I don't get overly excited, just like I don't panic when markets are correcting. I see market tops and corrections as opportunities to lock in profits and take advantage of an overbought or oversold market. Now, whether this upward trend will continue, that's a bit harder to say. There is a saying in our industry, and it goes as like the trend is your friend and don't fight this trend. And the trend is currently up, particularly in the U.S. But there's also another acronym, which is, might be accounting for this trend. It's called TINA, T-I-N-A, which stands for There Is No Alternative. And this refers to U.S. stocks. So as a result, because people don't know where to put their money in this low interest economy world, they're that money is flowing to the North America. So you got international and domestic investors choosing big, large companies, companies like Apple, Microsoft, Home Depot, Starbucks, as they're profitable and they generate positive cash flows and they pay dividends. That's what investors all around the world are looking for.
Well, and we hear all the time, buy low, sell high. So now that markets are at a all-time high, is it prudent for investors to sell some stocks?
I mean, I never have any issues with people locking in profits as long as they have a plan. They're just not doing it willy-nilly, because if they have a plan and they know where they're going to reinvest those profits, that's great. But just selling when a market hits an all-time high usually doesn't make sense, because all-time highs happen all the time. If I just were to take the Dow as an example, this is the 11th record close for 2019 for the Dow. So if someone had sold their position at the first all-time high, they would have left a lot of money on the table. So what I often tell people is, rather than obsess over things that are completely out of their control, like the stock market, like the economy, or whether, you know, Trump gets impeached or not, what they really should be doing is focusing on areas that are in their control, things like paying off debt, reining in spending, tax planning, or earning more money, maybe finding a working a side hustle. So financially and mentally, you'll be much better off thinking about those things.
Well, I know, and I'm asking you things like, so will the upward trend continue? I know you're not a big believer in the stock market forecasting, right? But do you think that the year's going to end on a positive note?
So in terms of forecasting, like over the mid and long term, I have no problem forecasting, because I'm pretty confident that just history has told us that in the future, stock markets will be higher than they are today. And I do believe that the bull run in equity still has is still in place. However, we're nearing the end of this economic cycle. It's been going on for like 10 years now. So it's very prudent to be prepared for a downturn. Over the short term, valuations in these companies that we're discussing, North America, large cap, blue chip companies, I wouldn't call them cheap or expensive from a historic perspective. They do feel a little overbought, as stock prices have had a nice run since the summer lows. But compared to last year, around this time, we saw the Dow, and the Dow dropped 20%. So that's a pretty decent correction over the course of a month, and I do not see that happening this year. It wouldn't surprise.
But why not?
Well, it's because we'll think about the interest rate factor. So at that time, the Fed and Canada, everyone was talking about raising rates. And when you raise rates, it's like throwing water on a fire for stock markets. Now that's completely different. So if you're taking stimulus out of the market, what generally happens is people kind of freak out. It hasn't happened yet, but it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. People sell and markets corrected, and that's exactly what happened. And then central banks react to that. So the markets dropped, and then they realize, oops, we made a mistake. We took too much stimulus out too fast. And now all the talk is about lowering rates, which they did throughout 2019, which is one of the main reasons we saw stock markets perform as well as they did. And now the narrative is that they're going to keep lowering rates and keep them the same, which sort of bodes well for the stock market. It sort of means that this extension of this bull market will likely continue.
Likely continue. What would it take to turn it around, to cut that bull market?
Yeah, I mean, these are lowering rates and doing all the stimulus. It's sort of like kicking the can down the road. It's not really solving the big problem that's out there. And the big problem that's out there is debt. We're talking about Canadian debt. You've probably heard all those surveys about how much debt we have.
Well, we were just talking on our business report earlier this afternoon about the number of people that are just like, they're just going to take the debt to death.
Till they die.
Yeah, till they
so
die.
It might be manageable now while interest rates are low, but if interest rates go higher, then that's when the real problems will come about. So keeping these interest rates low, kicking the can down the road, it's just one way that it'll happen. So once interest rates rise, once these debt becomes so big that people will start not paying off their debt, and this includes countries, by the way, and corporations, then we'll see problems in the stock market and the economy.
Mark, always good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Mark Ting. He is our guide to personal finance. He's a partner at Foundation Wealth. And if you have a question for Mark, maybe it's something that we can discuss here so everybody can benefit from the advice, do send him an email, marktingcbc@gmail.com. That's marktingcbc@gmail.com.